My name is Claudine Ronquillo, and I'm an animator in the Families of Nazareth movement in Northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me as I continue to read reflections based on the Sunday scriptures prepared by the Families of Nazareth Movement USA. This reflection will be for the fifth Sunday of Lent, Year B, Sunday, March 17, 2024. We will begin with a prayer that can be used to open or close your reflection time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you were sent by the Father to gather together those who are scattered. You came among us, doing good and bringing healing, announcing the word of salvation and giving the bread which lasts forever. Be our companion on life's pilgrim way. May your Holy Spirit inflame our hearts, enliven our hope, and open our minds, so that together with our sisters and brothers in faith, we may recognize you in the scriptures and in the breaking of bread. May your Holy Spirit transform us into one body and lead us to walk humbly on the earth, in justice and love, as witnesses of your resurrection. In communion with Mary, whom you gave to us as our mother at the foot of the cross, through you may all praise, honor, and blessing be to the Father, in the Holy Spirit, and in the Church, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer came from the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, held in Dublin in 2012. It was also used for the Families of Nazareth Movement Summer Retreat 2012. This week I will be reading from the book Open Wide the Door to Christ by S.C. Bila, pages 167 through 171. We will begin our spiritual reflection with a verse from the Sunday Gospel. This is from John chapter 12, verse 24. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Now I will read from the book Open Wide the Door to Christ. Referring to his approaching suffering and death, Jesus spoke about the death of a grain of wheat. Quote, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. End quote. These words of Christ also pertain to each of us. If we resist dying to ourselves, then our lives will remain fruitless. We will not take advantage of the designs and hopes that God has with regard to each one of us. It is not possible to deepen our bond with God without dying to ourselves, namely, without dying to our pride and our egoism. The process of becoming poor in spirit entails re-evaluating our relationship to temporal things and people. Moreover, how this happens depends on the will of God for each one of us. Certainly, dying to oneself is a necessary process, and God awaits our consent to it. The grain dies so that the kingdom of God, the kingdom that can expand only at the cost of the death of our illusions, will grow. Where is our soil, our place to die? It is the environment in which we live. In a way, it is our decision because we choose in which kind of environment we will live. We choose with whom we will have close relationships. Thus, to a certain extent, we choose the soil in which we, as seeds, will die to ourselves and bring forth the expected fruits from God. If you attempt to look at the process of dying to yourself with faith, then everything that you so painfully experience will push you toward God. You will see that everything that you lose in this process, wealth, honor, and status, passes away or vanishes like rotting garbage. Do not focus on that which is painful for you in the process of dying. Try to see Christ in every situation with the eyes of faith, for he frees you from wayward illusions and forms of imprisonment that lead you away from him and make it impossible for you to draw closer to him. Disappointments occur only for those who do not look at their losses through the eyes of faith. They bring about bitterness and suffering, which are actually only the bursting of the soap bubbles of our illusions. Does it make sense to cry when you lose them? If you live only for those soap bubbles, how can you be a pilgrim? How can you strive for and move toward the real goal rather than the illusionary one? Acknowledging that dying to yourself is the optimal program of your life will be the result of the efforts of your mind and will. Your emotions and your feelings, however, will defy these efforts. Therefore, you should often repeat to yourself, I want to believe that everything that happens to me leads me to new life, even though it is so difficult and painful. There are two references from the Catechism of the Catholic Church for this week. Paragraph 164. Now, however, quote, we walk by faith, not by sight, end quote. We perceive God as, quote, in a mirror, dimly, end quote, and only, quote, in part, end quote. Even though enlightened by him in whom it believes, faith is often lived in darkness and can be put to the test. The world we live in often seems very far from the one promised us by faith. Our experiences of evil and suffering, injustice and death, seem to contradict the good news. They can shake our faith and become a temptation against it. Paragraph 272. Faith in God the Father Almighty can be put to the test by the experience of evil and suffering. God can sometimes seem to be absent and incapable of stopping evil. But in the most mysterious way, God the Father has revealed his almighty power in the voluntary humiliation and resurrection of his Son, by which he conquered evil. Christ crucified is thus, quote, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, end quote. It is in Christ's resurrection and exaltation that the Father has shown forth, quote, the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, end quote. Three questions for reflection. Question one. What line or lines from the reflection speak to me, and how does this apply to my life? Question two. How do I understand dying to myself in my life this Lent? Question three. How will the example of our Blessed Mother dying to herself help me? A prayer to say after sharing. Thank you, God, for allowing me to see the truth about my weaknesses and how it calls upon the abyss of your merciful love.